How many of you are planning at the moment, dancing in the back? One, two, three. Is there anybody who's completely closed to the idea of dancing in band jam? Can I persuade the whole class to dance in band jam? A little closed? Closed to the idea that we'll do it?
Yeah, I won't be in town.
Won't be in town?
Yes.
All right. And it's not anything you can cancel. It's not getting married, anything like that. I really would like everyone to go to Band Jam and compete if possible. It is made for you. It has the newcomer division. So everything we do in here will work perfectly in Band Jam if you know 2 weeks ahead, which what we have now, 2.5 weeks, I guess. So I'd like you to be thinking about how you'll do in the competition. The music is perfect, the space you're dancing in is perfect, you'll be with a partner that you practice with a little bit, and I guarantee things won't go perfectly, but that's what we're here to learn about. So Band Jam is a great opportunity. If there's any way you can do it, I strongly recommend it. Let's review what we did in the waltz last time. What was new in our waltz last time?
Nothing.
So we reviewed what latest new figure? Good. Are you getting comfortable with the natural spin turn? So we should review it separately one more time before we put it together. Okay, so followers over there and leaders here. Let's do the waltz beginning. When you step out for your prep step, on count three, step out boldly. One, two, three. One, two, three, and then. Let's do this part slowly a moment. Step back with your left foot, toe turned in. Pivot on it. Then, right foot forward with a heel step. And then step to the side and slightly back with your left foot. And then 4, 5, 6. Let's do that again from the beginning. So when we get to the spin part of it, toe turned in, a good solid heel step, and then the side step. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Back, forward, side, back. Now your turn. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, and the whisk. 1, 2, chasse. 1, 2, and hold it a moment. Leaders, when you do the whip and chasse, both toes and nose point diagonal wall. Do the whip, left foot forward. 1, 2, chasse. 1, 2, and spin turn. 1, 2, 3, toe in, heel step, and side, and then out. Good, ladies, from the beginning. Something from partners that you don't want to get from partners, words that you don't like or messages you don't like, and it's uncomfortable to say so here in class to me, feel free to text me, send me an email, anything. Let me know if you're hearing things that you don't want to hear. So I'd like to teach really good partnering skills, including communication. If it's not working, I'll need to know. So don't let it just happen. If something's not working, feel free to let me know by text, email, or outside of class or whatever. Here we go again. Ladies, head to the left. Stand close to your partner. Natural spin turn. 1, 2,
3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1. Reverse, and 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, and a lift, 1, 2, 3, so I'll say 2 and 3, natural spin, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, excellent. Bring it on back, same partner, stay with the same partner.
Start with this.
Yeah. One. Okay. Two. Close.
Yeah, three.
And now.
Every week in this class, you hear an uprise and fall. Let's do a little exercise to make it even
yeah,
stronger.
Yeah, I need to be able to
bring rise and fall in the wall.
Step out.
This time, every time we get to the three, you will be up on your toes. Stay there for an extra 3 beats. So it'll be 1, 2, 3. Stay on your toes for 3 beats. 1, 2, 3, stay, and so on. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, hold. 1, 2, continue. 1, 2, hold. 1, 2, continue. 1, 2, hold. Up on your toes, and 1, 2, wait. 1, 2, and 1, 2, up. 1, 2, and 1, 2, 3, hold, even in the width, and 1, 2, 3, you get the idea. Back up, and let's do that to you. What is so funny?
It just feels so natural. Effortless.
And step, lands on through to the
exactly.
3, then 1.
Yeah.
Okay. So, in an ideal world, every time where you stop on the 3, you're as high on your toes as you can be, with your knees just a little bit flexed. So we never straighten the legs completely, but do get as much foot elevation as you can every time. When you leave that place to go to the next swing, make sure you lower one heel. So you'll put one heel down and the other heel steps out. So we always lower one heel, never get caught with two heels on the floor. Let's put this to the music. 3 beats for holding between each measure.
I would be damned if I haven't learned it by now.
You got this. You got this. And 1, 3. Hold and land on the floor.
1, 2, 3. 1, 2, hold. And 1, 2, hold. And 1, 2, hold. Up on those toes, and 1, 2, up, and 1, 2, hold, and 1, 2, hold, 1, 2, and up, hold. It's hard on the chasse, but I do want you to hold there as well.
But,
great. Thanks, and partner, find a new one.
Yes. Comfortable?
Yes. Nice. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Going to find that certain skills that need to be developed get exposed in class. Make sure you pay attention to what you're not good at. So if you're not good at being up on your toes, then once in a while when you're not in dance class, just put a hand on a wall, get up on your toes, and stay there for a full minute. Or when you're brushing your teeth, just do it up on your toes. The idea is the more of your non-dance time you can use to your dance advantage, the better it'll be when you're dancing with a partner. So I'm not responsible for where all the toothpaste goes when you're doing that, but do practice outside of class. Here we go again, the same exercise with a new person to follow the rules. 1, 2, 3, 1, hold it there, 1, 2, and 1, 2, up, hold, 2, and 1, 2, hold, and 1, 2. Hold, and 1, 2, hold, and 1, good, only the back heel comes down, and 1, hold, and 1.
Sorry.
Good. Now let's do it without the holds. The idea is to achieve the same peaks, but it should be a lot easier now because you just have to dance through those peaks. So get all the way up, get all the way down, but don't stop this time. Keep it moving.
3 seconds.
We're not
pulling
anything.
1, 2, 3, 1. Keep this going. Keep every time. 1, 2, 10.
Well done.
Okay, before you launch with this new partner, here's the new exercise. This time, you're going to say aloud, 1, 2, toe, heel. 1, 2, toe, heel. So on every 3 count, the footwork will always be toe, heel. This time I'd like to hear you actually say that. So wherever you are in the dance, you'll be saying 1, 2, toe, heel. That's where we put our toe, heel in. Let's hear that as you go. I'll count you in with a 1, 2, 3. You'll take it from there. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, toe, heel. 1, everybody's voice.
Toe, heel.
1, 2, toe, heel. 1, 2, toe, heel. More from the women. Toe, heel. 1, 2. Toe heel. 1, 2, toe heel. 1, 2, toe heel. 1, and so on. Every time you say toe heel, you're lowering the heel up on both toes to lower one heel. Let's do that in the whisk and chasse. Stay with this partner and let's do just the whisk and chasse that way. His left foot, her right foot. Ready? And 1, 2, toe heel. 1, 2, and toe heel. Good, do that one again.
Okay, yeah.
This time without me, each couple on your own, go and ready. Whisk and chasse.
So for the whisk, we go. And now.
Good, when we do the whisk and say toe heel, are we talking about the front foot or the back foot? Yeah. When we do the toe heel for the whisk, are we talking about the front foot or the back foot? That is toe heel. Yes. It should be the back foot. So the reason why this is coming up is on the whisk, many are crossing and leaving the back heel up. That doesn't make for a very strong launch point for the next swing. So when you cross, lower that back heel, then you're ready to drive into the next swing. So let's do it again. Whisk and chasse. The back heel lowers to create a great chasse. Ready? And 1, 2, toe heel. 1, 2, and toe heel. 1, 2, toe heel. 1, 2, toe heel.
Yep.
Do you find it difficult to speak and dance at the same time? Get over it. Really, really an important skill. It turns out that for most human brains, it's very hard to say one thing and do another. You're finding it hard to say something and do that same thing, right? It's harder to say one thing and do another. By saying the right thing, your body learns the skill much faster. So tonight, we've done 2 exercises in the waltz. The first is to dance up to your peak and hold for a measure. The second exercise is to say aloud, 1, 2, toe, heel. 1, 2, toe, heel. Those are important exercises. You will be very, very impressive in a newcomer competition at Bam Jam if you're dancing rise and fall the way these exercises will teach it to you. Are there any questions before we go to the next step? Okay. What was new in the quick step last week? Good. So when we do the natural spin turn in the quick step, where does it occur in the room? So by the time you've gone all the way around the room, how many natural spin turns? 4 maximum. It could be 2 if you choose to use a tipple sometimes. So you could also. Let's come to this corner, stay with the same partner you're with right now, and let's do the natural spin turn in the quick step.
There are like 20 really fun moves.
Stay with that partner. We're going to do our quick step prep, which is on count 4. So everybody's going to do that same start we did in the waltz prep, only it's on 4. That's the natural spin turn in this corner. 1, 2, 3, 4. Slow. Quick, quick. Slow, slow, chasse. Slow, quick, quick, slow. And I think we need some apart time. Followers, come back this way. Leader, let's just go see your part a moment. Face the corner. Press that one down. Four, and then slow. Quick, quick, and remember, when your left foot goes back, turn the toe in. When your right foot goes forward, roll, feel the toe. And then there's your side slightly back step. Now the chasse, slow, quick, quick, slow, forward, off. And then we'll do another natural spin turn in the next corner. Let's do that again. One, two, three, four, slow, quick, quick, slow, 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 quick, quick, long, slow, natural spin, slow, quick, slow, slow, shot, slow, quick, quick, slow, good. Back to the corner again for the follow-up. Part. Prep step on four. One, two, three, four. Slow, quick, slow, slow, brush, slow, slow. Quick, quick, slow, and you're locked. Quick, quick, slow, and let's do that again. A little more confident. Come out from the wall a little bit more. We're going to get a good swing. One, two, three, four. Slow. Quick. Slow, slow, brush. Slow. Forward. Side together. Side. Off. Quick, quick, slow. Then turn again. Slow, 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 slow. Quick. Close and lock. And that's it. Good. Go back to the corner. Pick a partner. Yeah. Gentlemen, come into the corner. Pick a partner. Good. Prep step on forward. One, two, three, four. Slow. Quick. Slow. Slow. Slow, slow, quick, lock, slow, quick, spin turn, slow, quick, slow, slow, drop it, and lock, slow. And then what do you do next?
Depends on recount. No,
start over from the beginning of our quick step with a quarter turn to the right. Good. Come back to this corner, same partner, do that.
You did a second
transition? Yeah, we made it a really small floor.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's showtime. Over the cabana.
Get confused.
One, two, three, four. Slow, quick, slow, 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 slow. Quick. Lock, spin turn. Lock, quarter turn. Spin turn.
That's perfect. Yeah. Well done.
Stay with this partner, and I want you to shake hands with this partner. However, I want you to be a very unconfident handshaker. What does an unconfident handshake feel like? Imagine trying to dance a quick step with someone who dances like that. So if you could self-describe as an unconfident quick step dancer, you might feel to your partner like a really bad handshake. So take dance position confidently this time. Just take dance position. And then I'd like you to ask your partner, how does that feel?
Great. Okay. Yeah.
So gentlemen ask lady, lady ask gentleman. Make sure you both feel confident to each other. Good. What does an overconfident handshake feel like? We don't want that either. So if you're causing pain when you quick step, it's not a good thing. Thank you, partner.
Thank
and ladies,
you.
Find one of the gentlemen who doesn't have a partner. Look around for any man who didn't have a partner then. Then some of the guys get to double dip and we get to go again. Good. We're going to take our quick step from the beginning this time.
skimming. Whoa, that's scary.
Now,
let me see.
We are about to do
the way back
the prep step,
I did that.
Confidently. The quarter turn to the right, the lock, and so on. We're heading all the way down the room. This first time through, the only corner figure you're allowed to do is the natural spin turn. And then before we're done tonight, I want to go back and make sure you still know how to use the tipple also. So we have two options, but for the moment, only the spin turn. Start out with a prep to the quarter turn. Make sure you feel good to your partner. If you're not sure, act.
Am I okay?
One, two, three, four, close. Quick, quick, close. Close. Quick, quick, close. Hold it. Turn it in.
Oh, okay. I was about to do a spin turn in this corner.
What figure are we starting with?
Quarter turn.
Since we're not at a corner, it can't be a natural spin turn. Quarter turn to the right. Here we go again.
This is the corner. This is the wrong corner.
Lots of folks turning the corner before they got to the corner. You people are hard to drive around. You're the people who change four lanes at one time. Back it up and find a new driver. Change partners.
Thank
you. Enjoy.
All couples, come this way. Much more. Come way over here. We want to keep track of where we're going in the room. Good. This time I'm not going to start you, so they'll start. Dad's all the way down the room. He gets to choose when the natural spin turns occur.
Yeah.
He chooses wisely,
so near
each other. With his decision. You're fine with me. Go ahead.
And where do I look?
And so you'll look over my shoulder. And then shoot from elbow to elbow. Back
what? So how is it? And then, like this?
Yeah.
Four. One. Two. Three. Last step. Oh, I can start with an action. What?
He'll do that.
Three, four, one.
Information. Now we can do the natural step. That's perfect. It's
the hard part.
Well, but well, we travel the actual dimensions.
This time we're going to have a gentleman only competition. Ladies, you are the judges. Go back to your wall. Gentlemen, this competition is only about one thing. Who can hold their frames of that throughout? You have several choices. You can either just put up both hands generically, or you can put it up in a frame the way you actually use it. I don't mind if you can hold a wrist. I just want to see that you can keep your frame still while you are dancing your freestyle. Ladies, you get to select which man has the most steady-looking frame. We don't want it to be steady down here, so that's no good. I want to see a good frame held well. So, gentlemen, we're just going the length of the room, doing quarter turn, progressive chasse, lock at the corner. We'll do a natural spin turn if we survive that far. Here comes the music. I'll count you in. It's all about that frame.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's showtime. Copacabana.
One, two, three, four. Great. Low, low. Wait, low. Every follower gets a picture of that.
Wow. The judges seem to disagree. We have at least three. Very, very good. So, four. Very good. Keep in mind what is included in frame. If your eyes are down, that's going to produce a bad frame. So you must not only keep your arms in the right place and your neck in the right place, you also have to keep your eyes in the right place. So I'd like to run that competition again. Followers, judge. Leaders, eyes up included. So think about it. If you're going down the room looking at eye level, you'll be seeing maybe the wooden doors. For safety, you might even choose the tops of the doors. But pick a good positive eye level. One, two, three, four, five. Positive eye level. Excellent. Bring it on back. Followers, don't pick. That was just an exercise. I think that time was better than the first time. Do you think so?
Yes.
Now, that's your ticket to the final. So if you want to dance in the final in a competition, you have to dance with that frame, again, including the eye level. So, ladies, pick a partner, and let's see him maintain that with a partner. Unfortunately, I have only one set of hands, and I can't come around and make sure every set of shoulders is low. Gentlemen, shoulders low. Get your ears as far from your collar as possible. Long neck. Your neck should feel ridiculously long. If you're old enough to know who E.T. is, that kind of a neck is what I have. What was new last week in the tango? Yeah, we took our group one, the two walks, link and the closed promenade, and we practiced it without doing the two walks, and we also practiced it turning a corner. Let's do this without a partner and make sure we all remember the plan that way. So followers, back to your side. Leaders, here comes tango, group one. With heel lead, do your first two walks. Slow, slow, and the progressive link. Quick, quick, and the closed promenade. Slow, quick, quick, slow. Now group two, curving the walks. Slow, slow, quick, quick, slow, quick, quick, slow. Now group one, without the two walks, go straight to the link. Quick, quick, and the closed promenade. Slow, quick, quick, slow. On a competition dance floor, you probably would not be at the corner next, so we do group two again. But for brevity, let's go right to our corner group, curve the two walks, slow, slow, and the link, quick, quick, and the closed promenade. Now do group two, curving walks, slow, slow, reverse turn, forward side, back, back, and curve this corner. Two curving walks, and the link, quick, quick, and the closed promenade. Make sure you are a master of architecture in your choreography. Make sure you can see the play. I'd love for you all to be able to just go sit in a chair somewhere in the room and point and name all of your figures all the way around the room. So do be able to visualize that plan. Now is a good time to practice that as I work with the followers on their part. So let's all back up to the Now that I've given the leaders the answers, I'd like the followers to give me the answers.
come out from the wall a little bit. What do we do first? Good, two walks. Slow, slow. Next. Good, a progressive length. Quick, quick. Good, hold it right there. Followers, check to make sure your feet are parallel. Both of your toes are on the same board when you're in promenade position. And now, what is the third figure? The closed promenade. Slow, quick, quick, slow. Now group two. Slow, slow. Back, forward, forward, side, close. Group one without the walks. Quick, quick, slow, quick, quick, around the corner, slow. Here comes the link again. Quick, quick, slow, quick, quick, group two. Curve, reverse turn, back, forward, forward, around the corner, slow. Link, quick, slow, quick, curve two, slow. Slow, good. So the question is, are you going to be dancing that like a bad handshake or like a good one?
Okay.
So know your part, do what it is confidently. Let's come back to the corner and partner.
towards me. Even more towards me. Shoulder down. Nice. Yeah, very nice. So now if you ever collapse it away.
Okay.
No.
Oh. All right, yeah.
At BAM Jam, there will be several rounds, maybe a quarterfinal, semifinal, final, and as people dance those rounds, they get better. Is that a good thing?
No.
Why not?
They should be at the very end of their practice, those things.
It would be good if you could show up rehearsed, and therefore every round is exactly as you planned it. You're dancing your best from beginning to end. Now that can't happen. This is a newcomer competition. Everybody's going to get better as they go along. I just want to make sure you see. You would like your first round to be the best you can possibly do, otherwise you're not guaranteed a second round. So make sure you show up, and when you walk on the floor to dance in the competition, you need already to be sweating. You need already to be warmed up. You need already to have been out on the floor and walked through the figures. So there's no such thing as a competition that doesn't have practice time. So at every comp, you get there plenty early, better early than late, and you run through your steps with and without your partner. All of that is vital preparation. Those who don't do that tend to be floor fodder, people who just die in the first round. So to get so to get to the next round, be prepared. And the very best preparation is not what's done that day, but what's done weeks ahead. That's why we're talking about these things now. So tonight we've talked about rise and fall. We've talked about the importance of frame and a positive focus. In the tango, I have been talking about heel steps, but I'm not seeing good enough heel steps yet. We're going to have to resort to extreme measures. So thank your partner. Followers, come over this way. I don't mean like in Cinderella where they cut off the heels to fit them into the slipper. So follow leaders, let's go through group one. How many heel leads are there? One, two, three, four, five. Then that side of inside edge of foot, and then that whole foot. So do group one again. Make sure you can count four or five heel steps. Ready? And one, two, three, four, five. Then side together. So in a moment, I'm going to let you practice that on your own and make sure you get your five. But let's do the next group and do the same thing. How many heel leads in group two? One, two, three. There are no other heel steps in that group. There are times where you're stepping back and your toe comes up, but the forward heel step only happens three times in group two. Slide back and see if you've got your five and three. Ladies, how many heel leads in group one? Come out from the wall a little bit and walk backwards. Slow, slow, quick, quick. One, two. So group one for you has two heel steps, and it is always a rule. When in promenade position, two heel steps. It's always exactly two. Let's do the second group. Go back into your curved wall. Slow, slow, quick, quick, heel, heel. Side
together. Also, two heel leads in group two. Repeat group two from here.
Slow, slow, quick, quick. One, two.
I'm international, not American.
They have some American.
Only
have
some going forward.
Separate category.
So that one is just in front of your
hole. What day is it?
Back to the beginning with partner. Find somebody brand new. Break in a new tango partner.
Thank
you. Downstairs. Oh, the folding board. Grandfather.
Again. Okay,
this time, every time you step with a heel step, say it aloud. Just say heel. So he and she will be staying their heels at different times most of the time. Ready? At. I can hear the women. The women say their heels.
That's what I meant the first time, so it's like this, and then...
While you're doing these great heel leads, do not look at them. Your eyes need to be other than where your heels are. Eyes up, heels down. Make sure you're not looking at what you're doing. Melodramatic means that you're into it, but the audience isn't. So, usually when I ask for keywords to describe tango, somebody's going to say passionate, somebody's going to say sensuous, somebody's going to say sexy, arrogant, and all of those are true. So notice, though, confident is the one that matters to me most. If you dance confidently, there's a great chance people will love what you're doing, even if it's wrong. So there are many, many champions out there dancing things wrong, and they're putting across so well the judges are buying it. So I'd like to make sure you're not doing things wrong, but while you're working on things, nobody's perfect yet, do dance confidently. Get used to that. Hold your partner confidently, stand confidently, move confidently. If you don't do your heel steps, it cannot look confident. It will look like you're just testing the water for every step. And that is the opposite of what we want in our tango. Do you know of another style of tango besides the international tango we're doing?
Argentine.
Good. There are at least two other main styles, American style and international, Argentine tango, as you said. In Argentine tango, I think they use a lot of toe steps. and that style is made for that. This style is not. So if you don't stride out with a heel lead in international tango, it'll look like you're doing the wrong tango, and it will look wrong on you. So do practice those heel leads. Does everybody know where the heel leads go in the tango? Gentlemen, in group one, how many?
Five.
Ladies?
Two.
In group two, gentlemen?
Three.
Ladies?
Two.
Good, everybody got it. Good, it's going to be on the test. We're ready to move on to rumba and cha-cha now. So, last week we did something new in those dances.